Are you ready?
I have somebody walking in here.
Oh, it's only up there.
I think I heard the door.
It could be the cleaner. It's just,
Okay, we'd like to start the park board meeting of Thursday, May 15th. And I'd like to call it to order, please.
Yes, roll call.
Roll call, please, yes.
Ayala?
Here.
Diedrich?
Here.
Dumanovic is not here at the moment. Hall, not here. Lane?
Yes.
Forrestal is not here. And Wilberg?
Here.
Thank you.
And we have our people here. We have Tim here, who's the Director of Parks and Recreation. We have Scott, the Superintendent of Parks. Jose Ramos, who is doing a great job there with those yearbooks there. And we also have Ken Cook here, also from the City Council. It was a long agenda, a short agenda, but a long 402-page thing, but you were very complete. I mean, if you want to be complete, you are complete. So there's nobody here, no public comment, no presentations. Let's do the approval of the minutes, please. There were two of them from July 19th, January 19th meeting and February 27th meeting. Hopefully, when Tim has sent it to us, we have time to look at them in the interim between that. So I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
To get the essence of what happened.
Thank you.
Is everybody still, are people, Danielle, I'm sure, are still looking, I'm not sure.
I'm ready.
Do we have to vote on this?
Yes.
We have to vote on this? Okay.
Sure. I move to approve the minutes from the January 29th and February 27th park board meetings.
I second.
Okay. Roll call.
Yes. Diedrich?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
Okay, the next will be the bills review from February, January and February, from January to April 2025, and from February to May 2025. I did like the way it's done by the colorization. It really does help a lot. I looked at it. Did anybody look at it previous to this? I mean, it was a lot to, and I just have one or two questions. That's all I'm going to do. One of the things I want to ask about is, the CDL license, they give some people CDL licenses?
Yes.
What are they driving if they need a CDL license?
We do snow plowing for the city.
Oh, the big snow. Okay, so that's the reason.
So
why.
All the big trucks. Parks and public works guys. And then
everybody has to have.
But we also drive dump trucks to haul stuff all the time.
Oh, you do?
Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
They're not our, I mean, they're public works
they're
trucks,
public
but
works
we haul
yeah.
mulch, stone, when we tear a playground out.
Okay.
You know, we haul stuff with them all
so
the time.
So you have that really. Okay, thank you.
And honestly, to pull, is there anything pulling on anything over 10,000 pounds
okay.
requires a Class A CDL?
Okay.
Well,
so yeah, so everybody in parks will be getting.
And that should be that way.
Yeah, we'll be getting CDLs
just,
they come in. So we had.
I just saw the thing.
Three new ones last year, and then we had a couple we upgraded.
Okay. Another one I had was the tent repair for $6,300. What tent was that?
It wasn't necessarily a tent. It was the, so we have a fabric shelter out at Gramser B.
Okay.
We call it Dragon Park. So it's a fabric structure, a shade structure.
Okay.
So it didn't last so long. So
was it on the wear and tear type of the Georgia?
So we took it, well, instead of buying new panels, we worked with Shaw Tent Awning to make new ones because it was much cheaper.
Okay.
So they took we took the old one down there. They used it as a template and made.
How long does that last before you have to do it again?
Well, we got about 10 years out of the
now.
Panels
so
now.
If you divide that by 10 years, that's not that's good.
I mean, it's still pretty pricey. I think to the point of like, I would steer people towards a fixed roof, hard roof, instead of fabric
okay.
shelters. Even though our new playground has one up above it, that's I think where I would say above it we wouldn't want our fixed structure, but.
Okay. Just wondering,
yeah.
The next one we got new golf carts, yeah.
Yes.
Did we get it from the guy right there?
Yes.
It's a used golf cart. How many seats does it have? The regular golf cart, like
it's typical, say the one we had before.
Be careful with it, okay.
So.
Me.
So it's a gas one, though. I think obviously since Eugene have been doing it, there's a need at all of our special events.
I agree, and we're on it for.
And to have one, we're always. Borrowing one, and then the other issue was is just our sports programs are going. If you go to Bristol Bay, go from one side to the other.
Sure.
I mean, it's
sure.
a 20-minute walk, and if there's an emergency,
yeah.
we need to be able to address these things faster.
Right.
And even that, be able to transport people if they
oh, sure.
that comes up.
High school's got a couple of them that go on all the time.
So there was somebody in the capital budget.
How many do we have? Two?
Just two.
Two.
Okay.
But obviously, more and more we're using them.
Sure, I'm surprised that we didn't have one.
It just having one just isn't
it's no. definitely appreciated by people who are coming to events right. and having to park up the hill or wherever.
No, but he's been charging them $2. So.
I don't want to hear
that. He can't be doing that. He's been charging them $2.
Only kidding.
Plus, if he breaks one, we want it to be honest.
Remember last year? Okay, we're not talking about that. Last year, yeah. Okay, and the last one was, I guess I don't understand. The soccer field sponsor
banners. Yeah.
They pay us back for that? Or it was
yeah,
19,
so basically
so like,
they sign up for a sponsor, like
yeah.
to be a sponsor,
yes.
and part of that is getting kind of a field named after you
yes.
With an image to it. So we just
right.
have to purchase the banners that then get set up at the field. So
right.
they pay us more
okay.
money than what the banner costs.
Okay, that's
what
I was just trying to make
yep.
sure there was something. Other than that, any other questions on this, on the bills or anything? Any questions about anything? It was quite large, but that wouldn't be
what?
For so long. So.
Yeah.
Any questions at all? Okay. We take a roll call on that or no?
No.
No, we just put that up by all those? Okay. We have three items on the new business, old business, and I think they were really, really interesting. I think the first two, I mean, I was talking this over to my wife just to see how she felt about it, and I tell you, you guys are on the ball. You didn't write things right on the book. For example, the new point of sales equipment, that is so over me. That is the way the world is going now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That is the way people expect it. I mean, I was in a restaurant the other day, and the guy said, cash. And the guy went nuts. He goes, what do you mean cash? I don't have cash on me. What are you talking about? Oh, we only have cash. It's everything is doing this now. Everybody wants it at home to do it, or in the car, on your apps, on your... This is the way to go. I'm really, really happy that you did this. Because you want to go over that at all about this?
We can. Shay will probably comment on it, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one of the things we've been looking at over the last year was to get a new point-of-sale system. I mean, we've been doing some credit cards, but it's not very effective. What we
no.
had is pretty old-school type thing. And so, Shay, Steve, and I have been working to update our point-of-sales to have a laptop
yeah.
that would kind of have the menu on there.
Right.
You look at it. Either
right.
you would put it or they would put it in.
Sure.
You would then put your credit card in a machine. It would have the final total there. You would say yes to the total. It would
sure.
put the receipt off and that type of nature. But more having a laptop was really more that I wanted with something more visible.
Oh,
easier for staff to use to be able to show people to have a menu on there. And this is just a draft example of what a special event menu
sure.
could potentially look like as we're playing around with it.
Anything on
it. And this is something that also we'll have out at the concession stands. As you were saying, Dan, I mean, more
yes,
and more we're going to a cashless society.
Yes, absolutely.
Cash for us. There's just a lot of money flowing around, you know, on a weekend at concession stands and special events. Obviously, theft can occur, fraud
right.
can occur.
Yep.
But it's just a lot of even just startup money, counting it at the
yeah.
end of the night.
Oh,
you know, we'll spend
time,
an hour
time.
At the end of a special
yeah.
event
yeah.
counting
yeah.
thousands
yeah.
of dollars. And so I just wanted us to kind of move forward as we're going to look at other options to make things better and easier for the customers, for the staff, and things of that nature.
So how many devices do you have?
We have two laptops.
Yeah, so we should have four. We have four like actual pads now.
Okay.
So I got Margarita Mayo.
Yeah.
We're going to be trying this out, so
yeah,
it's pretty
exactly.
exciting.
Yeah.
As long as we get our SIM cards, but basically we have four pads right now. So really. Now we can almost have our entire front line when selling beer just going ahead and doing those. I think this one we're still going to have a cash line and a cash and credit line. Right now this is still our entry. We know we're probably going to need more in order to go fully in this direction. And the really cool thing too about this is that the readers, it's not just a credit card. It'll take Apple Pay and all these other things too that people are just now trying to go to.
Yes.
We still have our ATMs and things on site. We will still be ready to take cash. But this just helps our lines go faster. It helps our mental math as one of the frontline sellers go a lot faster and accurate. So we're really excited about this to see for now where this goes with special events. Full-time staff are going to kind of work out the kinks, see what's working, see what's not. And then we'll start introducing the plan hopefully this fall to the concession stands.
But yeah, so it's.
So Margarita's mail is going to be the first time we're.
That's as long as, I believe the SIM cards got delivered this week. Yeah. So as long as we have that, because that's going to give us that internet that we need to effectively do this out at the events. So as long as that piece comes in and everything, you know, goes together the way it needs to, Steve's already working on the buttons and making sure those work.
Sure.
So yeah, it's. It, and yeah.
Well, please give us some feedback, you know, mm-hmm. after this is done to see how it's
it ties into our RunTrack system too. So
it does, yeah, that automatic
right
report.
Into our registration sure. system, yeah. So yeah. It'll be easier for us and for our finance department to account for all
sure.
this.
Are people buying the drink or are they buying a ticket for the drink?
A drink. So we don't do the two. Personally, when I go to events, I hate the two-step process because I feel like now I'm waiting in two lines when I just want to get a beer in one. So, and I don't like to have to guess how many I want. I just want to be, so like I try to make things the less. I try to provide the less roadblocks as possible.
Sure.
I just want people to
more
spend the money.
Right?
Yes, to cover
so
all our costs.
So if you're doing it here, then they get the bill right from you here.
Correct. Yeah.
So,
so really,
going there, and somebody give a ticket to somebody else that's underage.
Correct.
Or something so that
so
makes sense.
Basically, now our two lines that we have are going to be, you know, our wristband people.
Yeah.
So. You know, and those we don't sell the wristbands yet. So our wristband people, they can just focus on looking at the IDs and getting that done. And then our front line will only be taking the order and the payment.
Mm-hmm.
Back line will then now be fully handling all the drink sides. Because again, with this, if we have sticky hands, wet hands, cold
yeah,
hands,
sure.
this isn't going to work as well. So we're trying to kind of start walk through that as well. On
it's progress, man. It's
slight
good.
Adjustments.
Yeah,
yeah, it should be. And again, the faster, if people are more willing to come up and get a drink, if there's not a huge line that they have to stand and wait in. So that's always in the back of my mind is how can I make people want to come back for more.
And same with the concession stands. Hopefully the kids out there, it'll make it easier for them to count cash and things of that nature. Boom, here's this, here's your receipt.
Less room for error, to be honest.
Any questions on it? I think it's a great system.
Oh, yeah.
It's about time. And again, people don't have cash anymore. I don't know what you got.
I don't
know. And it's a problem. Credit, like
they don't have cash. They've got cards. They've got. So I get air miles on this. I get this on this. I know what I got. I mean, my taxes and everything. People don't have cash.
And the other issue we ran into, especially successful events, is we bring an ATM. The thing never works, right?
No,
yep.
no.
And
no.
so now it's like we're losing money.
No.
Someone's frustrated. They can't buy things from us because those things, they never worked.
Have people been asking for this, though, over the years? I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what they expect.
Yes.
I think
yes.
the biggest one we saw was the very first year at Beach Party because,
yeah.
again, that was just kind of thrown together.
Yeah.
We didn't
yeah.
know how that would work. We didn't have an ATM that day.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the number of people who showed up to that event with nothing but a card. And
I'm not shocked anymore.
You know, and so luckily there was a gas station across the street, but that really was kind of an eye-opener for me because that was the first time at an event where I was like, oh no, we're turning a lot of people away because we don't have this function. So we're figuring it out and getting there.
I agree, I'm telling you, it's just, that's the way that we're going. We're going to be a cashless society pretty soon.
It's
not going to be money, it's how many points do you have.
Really,
just. Anything else? Anybody else have any questions about anything? Those are the things that I had on that. Let's move to the next one, which I thought was pretty interesting, too, if I get up this thing over here. The new smartphone app. Again,
mm-hmm.
I think that's outstanding, too. I was looking at that, and
really
you're on it. You're above the cusp. I mean, this is what we should have done. Or not really, but
mm-hmm.
that's what is expected of a community our size and with the younger kids. They expect this from. I mean, to me, it's new to me. I can't, as I say, I can't even stream my television. I have my wife do it. But this is not, I mean, this is, don't be my phone. No, but that's true. This is what people want.
And
younger
this is
people
something
like
new.
Like you.
Yeah, park districts are starting to get into, is to get the app to make it more available to their customers. Not only allows it to really register easier, but also you can market a lot better, things of that nature. So, you know, Shane and I have been pushing, like, looking into this. This also ties into our RunTrack registration system
right.
as well. It's part of that process.
And it's quicker, too, isn't it? And it gives you feedback much quicker, too,
doesn't
it?
Yeah. The main thing with this is that what we've learned, I mean, even like myself, I hate trying to register on RunTrack on my phone. I find it, honestly, not the easiest to navigate at
right.
times. And I'm actually someone who works behind the scenes on it. So I usually will have to go on my computer. Well, no one is using a computer to register very often
right.
anymore.
Right.
So this kind of streamlines that a little bit more and makes it so user-friendly that Right. If you're interested in Athletic League, you're just clicking on the button that says Athletic Leagues, and it's going to break it down to what we all offer. And then once you know what you want, it takes you right to Rec Track where you can sign up.
Who developed this whole thing? Is there a company that does it for you? Or?
So, yes. Rec Track, basically, they are affiliated with like our WebTrack Rec Track system that we already have.
You tell them what you want, and then they do
No,
it.
We are physically,
no, we're,
developed, we're building
We'll
it.
Have to build it.
Oh, okay. So
it's
something
that...
They kind of give you, like...
Basically, they give us the technology. So, like, this front page that Tim, like, that we have, that literally was me, like, me, Steve, Sam, and Julie sitting down and piecing every single one of those decisions together on the colors, on the sizes, on the buttons, on the pictures.
How about the one that calls Scott, call Tim?
So, contact Scott, Tim, Josh.
So to do this, basically, we're creating the images for this. So every
really
single one of those buttons, Sam has to go in and create the image of that button.
I think that was so professional when I saw it. I thought that was already great.
Thank you. I really, no, yeah. So we literally, that squiggle, those lines on the top, that squiggle, probably was a 45-minute discussion on exactly what that squiggle should look like, how long, and how exactly each of those colors and squiggles and
the
shapes
come together. What does it say underneath
the article?
Was it A? Is that cursive?
It's,
I'm just being funny.
It's cursive.
Cursive? I don't know.
It's true.
So, yeah. So
I mean, a lot of people come over to read that.
It is, so even like for us going through all of our pictures, finding out what ones we think are going to be represented the most. So what we love is that it allows us to show our personality and really highlight our activities and programs to the way that we want to.
I like it.
So the world's kind of the limit at this point. So we have another, right now we are all mapping out each division and what each one of those pages and subcategories and categories are for everything, and what each button and what size of each button is, so that we all just mapped out that at this point for all of our divisions. So now we have a big meeting coming up in June where we are going to be getting together and then mapping out with those subcategories and buttons what pictures and the layouts and exactly what that final page is going to look like for each program, special events, class, summer camp that we do throughout the entire department throughout the year. So
it's a massive undertaking. it's a massive undertaking to put this together.
You don't, you can't buy it something that's already done
so,
like that, right? They just give you the stuff and you guys are going
to. We were shocked as to how much creative input we were told to give for it. So yeah, no, literally they just give us like a blank button and then it just says upload image. So yeah, no, every little piece of this is hand created by us and Steve. So
do we have the people that can do that? I mean,
yeah, so Sam, so all of us sat down and decided what we researched and reviewed a lot of other options that are out there. Mm-hmm. We then said, this is what we like. This is what we like about that. And we took all those little pieces and then created our own vision. And then, yeah, so once we get that started, this was a really big thing of like, what direction do we want to go in and what is going to be each page was consistent and branded. So
that,
now that we
know
our brand. Can
that change too as you do it, then you see something you want to change later, like something else? Can you change it or is it going
to
be?
No, it is customizable to the nth degree. So we can change it. We add new programs. We can change it. We can add it, do whatever we want to do. What I told staff though is if we feel that this is not a direction we want to go in for the next 10 years, we need to decide that now. And that this is going to be basically our brand for hopefully the foreseeable future until we decide to kind of do a complete overhaul.
Awesome.
Because again, once we even just changing the color of the buttons, is Sam going in into Canva and recoloring every single button in that app and then re-uploading every single button in that app. So no, like this is... Yes, so we
think about black and white.
So yeah, so no, we're really proud of it. We're really excited about everything of how our look has come, and are really excited to continue to build out the entire app with all the pages that again we all started mapping out to kind of build our own spider web of the app.
Well, how do you guys feel about it? You guys feel it's a great direction to go, don't you think?
Oh, this is, yeah. I mean, this what you do. I mean, just look at the apps for the airlines.
Glass or everything.
Yeah, I agree.
It looks modern.
I was about to say, yeah, do you guys like to feel like, are you guys proud to open that up and see it? Like,
yeah,
the design is fantastic. I don't know about the technology, but the design is beautiful.
Perfect. That's what I mean. Again, we're open. We're still in the, we only designed three pages first because we want to make sure we were solid on it before we did any more.
I mean, pictures are great, everything.
Yeah. Really
and actually,
very engaging.
Julie, our new sponsorship employee, she actually, these are mostly these baseball and soccer pictures. She just took those this season. So she's already hitting the ground running and taking fabulous pictures that we're now able to implement in here. Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of nice that, like, all the pieces are kind of coming together with, I mean, all of this doesn't happen without everybody kind of putting their...
I just think we should have any picture of us.
Oh, yeah, we can have a whole page. Meet the park board.
No,
I mean, if you want, we can just,
that.
You know.
We're going to have a discussion about that.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, we have no pictures.
Today?
Yes.
Because then nobody, those people are like, oh.
We have to, yes, we have to discuss.
Maybe I should have waited downstairs for a little
bit. Right.
Shane, is this a fall winter plan, or is it 26?
Well,
or?
Our goal is to have this all roll out with our fall catalog. So we should have a whole nice announcement in the fall catalog with this. And at first, we were kind of feeling a little pressured, but we just had another meeting this week, and kind of breaking it down, we think we're in a good spot to get this rolled out by August 1st is our goal, just to tie with everything. And then there was a nice article in the paper, or WSPY did it, and WSPY News, that said it was coming out in August, so I told him, like, well, now this is where it's going to be. But that's fine. I think it's definitely doable, and I think it would be great timing to have this roll out, and hopefully we can do a contest to get certain members.
So the people know that that's
Facebook.
Now. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll have it on our website. We'll have it in our catalog. And actually, the really cool thing is, what's so cool, like the whole full circle, and I'm geeking out right now, so bear with me.
Yeah.
But when you go into the app, there that first page where it says catalog, you can click catalog. That pulls up our flipping book catalog that it has. You then can find your class or camp that you want, click on the link from that catalog within the app, and then it takes you straight to the registration point of that exact class that you want to register, just like that. It was really, really cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Playing around with
it. I think the one thing, too, is like when you go to the city website, you're kind of attached to that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like, you have to find our department. You have
right.
to kind of go
yes.
through the city website to really get to us. This will be our own entity.
Right.
That you will download the app. You will just, if you're looking for Parks and Rec, you're going to go just to Parks and Rec.
We are actually, yes, we just put our application
in the
Apple Store. So this will be an Apple verified app.
So you should PR this way before you actually do it. So people can use it. We gotta make sure it's ready to go.
Our slowest registration time, because most of the things that the kids are participating in the fall has been registered for in the summer. The summer is our largest registration time period of actual registrations. So to have it go out in the fall actually works very well, because it's not really a... It's not our highest traffic time. It's actually the lowest of the year. So it'll give people time to get on, do it. And again, if they don't have an iPhone or they don't want to use it, RecTrack, everything else is still going to work just the same as it always has.
It's on Android, too.
Yep. So literally when we're creating these things, we're getting, some of us have Android, some of us have Apple. We're pulling this up on each of our phones to make sure that on each one it is working.
We're just seeing our online registration. It's taking over. It's just like going cashless. You know, it used to be we would have staff here. We were worried about being overwhelmed at the front desk or this or that. And, like, we just had one a couple weeks ago, and it was like...
Yeah, summer camp registration. Literally, Steve and I get here early. We're ready to go. The phones are blowing up with people with questions, this and that, or needing help. We were sitting there, and it was crickets. We're like... Are people not registering? What's going on? No, we saw the registrations hitting, things selling out. I think we got maybe 8 phone calls that entire day. And I think we had over $25,000 of sales at that point.
We got to get going.
It was huge.
Get it up there. This is just like going with the PA point of sale system. This is the way everything's going.
Isn't that what is expected, really?
Correct.
People nowadays,
It is, but I mean, this is pretty, not that there aren't others, but it's pretty unique in a park and rec world that you're going to have your own app.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is kind of something new.
And
well, why wouldn't they have that? I mean, why would you know?
Oh. It's a massive undertaking. Mm-hmm.
We have to update it, link it.
But if you had a much larger park district itself that has its own
potentially,
people, I mean,
you know, it's another thing. And I've talked to Shay about it. It's another thing we have to manage. You have a website, you have Facebook pages, you have this. It's got to be all accurate.
And
you got another one of these that you have to manage.
And for each one of these buttons, too, it leads you to our website. So if that leads you there and our website isn't accurate, then it makes it just highlighting it, too. So, again, after we get this, a calendar is going out of all the different places that we have to update.
I think it'll help organize us by having this, too, is that, you know, people will go to the links. Hey, this is wrong. We'll know to fix it right away.
Your staff, you should make it easier for them too.
Correct.
So for the ones that aren't thriving, still thriving with it.
So
if your staff person can just run the app real fast, it'll be
my YRD
where
the Y is shared with the Y to the YRD is kind of what we're looking for. But we're not there yet. But that's kind of the direction. So we just get to create it. So right now, applications out there. And the other really cool thing. Again, like phase two of this is that it allows you, you know how you have ads that come up on certain websites and things?
Mm-hmm.
So Hometown Days, we can have an ad pop right up, join us at Hometown Days, see more. So like we can now start also in the app highlighting and advertising other things within it.
Can you advertise on there and have people pay for the advertisements?
We can. Like,
I don't know if that would be taken off. I mean, it's
always possible.
Well, it could be.
Maybe, I don't know. That's
initially
a bigger discussion.
Yeah.
But yes, we could do that. But there's a lot of things I'd like to. I mean,
first,
visit this park.
Yes.
Hey, we just installed this new playground.
Oh, absolutely.
This new amenity.
Yeah.
Here's the pickleball court.
Yeah.
Where's it located?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of things we can do.
Yeah. Your own job.
Would this be a project where you could bring a student, an intern, to work on during? Because it could be. They are very savvy about this type of stuff and
could
facilitate just making it faster.
Possibly.
They'll probably tell you what the problem is with it.
It would probably be more that behind the scenes.
And maybe third graders you're talking about. Third graders and fourth graders. Younger kids, grandchildren and all that kind of
stuff. No, but I mean, it would be something that this is just ideal for you.
Definitely.
I know we've always try to be pretty open with the school district just on opportunities and different things like that. Because I know they have such a huge internship program there too. So I mean, we're always open to possibilities of interest with people. That's how we can collaborate.
Any other questions about that? I think that's a continue. I know it's a huge undertaking, but when you're at the end of it, you're going to see how important it is for the whole city itself too. And
hopefully, we're proud of it. We're happy with it. We're excited to kind of see. Yeah, where it goes and how.
Do you
want
to go on and do the mug thing?
What?
You want to do the mug thing?
I just wanted some highlights on the budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not done. We're still kind of, even though our fiscal year goes from May 1st to April 30th, we're still, there was some money collected at the end of April.
Yeah.
There were a lot of expenses, but
there
was some highlights I wanted to show, just like our child development, which is our preschool summer camps. I mean, we're up $20,000, $164 to $146, basically, from the year over. That's a huge turnaround. Athletics is almost up $20,000 from $484 to $503. As I've said in previous meetings, I mean, these numbers should continue to rise as our community is rising and people are reaching out to us. Concession revenue, that'll actually even go up a little bit more because we had the last kind of weekend in April that might not be in here. But we did $60,000. Last year we did $61,000. That's probably in the more $63,000-$64,000 range. I don't think people realize how much $60,000 is out of these concession stands. Like, when I first started doing this, like, $10,000 was a big deal in a year. Like, the amount, since we've taken over that in-house baseball softball league.
Are we changing?
That's another.
Some new products, so you were saying?
I put some stuff in the thing.
Okay, I know.
We put a new menu out there,
mm-hmm.
highlighting more of some new products. But it's just more the amount of kids and families that are going through Beach or Bridge is at such a much higher level than it ever used
to be.
It's another side benefit of the in-house baseball league that took over that you're seeing financial and the service that you're providing to the community. Another one, I know we talked in the past, last year we did $18,000 in sponsorship donation, this year $57,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Shay and her staff really marketing these great programs and activities that we have out there, and we've been seeing a huge jump in that. These are mostly our expenses. We're always in line. The three of us monitor this closely. We had a $488,000 budgeted deficit. And a lot of that is based off is why we budgeted deficits, because previous years we've done so well.
Yeah.
They're trying to, they don't want us to carry a huge surplus because that's money that could be used in other places in the general fund.
Right
now we have a $7,000 deficit. Now, I expect that's going to be closer to about $250,000, $300,000 once we get all the expenses in, but we're going to easily blow away what they budgeted for us this year. So that's a lot of hard work Scott and Shay and her staff does, not only to do all these great programs, but also to make sure we're monitoring every dollar. So just kind of want to go over that real quick with everybody. Any questions on anything?
So you feel everything's going well and it's on the upswing?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, I mean, you're just seeing everything we do. Every program, preschool, I mean, what we were just talking, preschool is what, it's basically sold out, three spots. But I mean, I think you're even seeing it, Scott can tell you, the garbage we have is a sign of how crowded the parks are and that people are going to that, you know, yes, you're not seeing it in dollars, we can't put it in registrations, but you can monitor as these people, everyone's going out using the things that we're providing.
Sure. Any questions about that?
No.
Should we move on to the last one, which I think is really pretty interesting, the land cash update?
So basically, I've been working with Scott, and we just wanted to get a really good handle where we're at with land cash. I kind of put in there a little bit of an explanation of how land cash works. So basically is when you have a residential development coming into town, or one that we've already had in coming into town, you know, instead of putting the burden on the current taxpayers to provide a park and to provide a playground, things of that nature, you know, land cash was an ordinance that was created by the council, by the state, to where the developer is responsible to provide a certain amount of land or cash based on the size of how many homes. There's a lot of factors that go into how much you actually get. We kind of discussed it when we had the Christie property meeting a couple of months ago. So based on that and the fact that the council just recently approved the Foxhaven townhome development, which is going in where Parfection is, we knew we were getting about $230,000 from that project. Scott and I were like, you know, we got some money still sitting out there. We've got some money potentially coming in. We've got these data centers that everyone's talked about. The Christie property is, I think as a board, we really need to start talking about some of this money is, it's going to be available to us, how would we like to use it for future projects?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the money, such as like Caledonia, there's $62,000 in there. We put the playground in already. We did that during COVID. We were like the community there. We couldn't wait for the development to get done. We decided to go ahead. The council approved it. We put it in. So that money is available to be used in other places in the community, especially in regional parks. Timber Ridge is another big one. Just if you don't know, and I think I put it in the packet, but Timber Ridge is right across the street from Van Emmon.
Yes,
it kind of goes
right
back in there. There's no park site there.
Right.
We've had a couple residents reach out to us saying, hey, we really don't have easy access to a playground. Is there something that we could do? You know, some of those, could you buy land in there? That's not going to work to go buy land and then develop something.
No.
So that's where we kind of had some money. You know, $276,000 we actually have right now. And then, as I said here, we have some other ones, especially with Foxhaven. Heartland West is just over by the Home Depot.
Yep.
That's another one that potentially some money could be coming in soon that the city council approved for some development over there.
Neither of those two will have playgrounds, probably. I think that they're put some little thing in as private, though.
Foxhaven has, yeah. It's a private little
so
grass area. And Heartland West would have access to Cannonball. But there is some money now. There's some money coming in over the next 2 to 3 years. As when it comes to the data centers, that's more of a negotiation with the city on what the potentially, it wouldn't really necessarily be land cash. It could be some kind of other just agreement the city has with them because of how big the project is and to help to benefit the community. We still have the Christie property. We're still kind of waiting on that, how that's going to go. But we discussed that. But I just felt like Scott and I had some options that we put in there that we thought we'd bring to the board and discuss about as this money's coming in, what are some projects you would like us to focus on.
Well, can I just ask about the Timber Ridge? That's a new development off of Van Emmon, right?
Yes.
Kind of behind Circle Center.
Yeah. So I think we can't put a park in their area, right?
No. We have
a highway across the street to go to that park.
You can do a blinking crosswalk. It's only 30.
That's pretty. I mean, those people are tearing on now.
Well, I mean, it's 30 miles an hour zone there.
Well, yeah, but you got a little. Say, your kids want to go to the park.
I would say this was in the paper. I've had a couple emails of people saying thank you if you do this. Putting.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I just think it's dangerous. I mean, that's
the issue, Dan. So, like, make no mistake. Like, this board voted years ago not to do a park in that subdivision. Because the topo of that park is like this, of that land is like this, and we wanted to get away from tot lots.
Yes.
We just felt like it was really self-serving to go in there and do a half-acre park site that has a playground in there. I think ideally the idea is someday, you know, don't forget, right along the west side of that development will be a trail.
Yeah.
That's back so right up to that trail that we want to take all the way out to Rain Tree, all the way to Riverfront Park.
Because I was in there the other day, it's really kind of nice. Range.
Yeah, it's not a real
park. It's a nice subdivision, but it didn't lend itself to a park site because of the rolling
itself. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's really just one road in with some cul-de-sacs off of it.
That's right.
And one way out. I think there's going to be an emergency road maybe that ties to 126.
126.
Right, but I don't think it's going to be open, right?
No, it'll be when they have to open up themselves.
Yeah, or maybe when they sell now, I think. Don't they? They have stones there and everything that's open over there.
I think it's access for the construction, but I don't think it's going to be.
I keep going down the street. I'm like, little kids are going to be, you know, second graders are going to be walking to that park. And I don't know. I just think it's dangerous.
I would just say this, we're not making a decision tonight. Like, these are all just like options, things we can discuss, things of that nature. But it's something I want us to start thinking about. And this was just something that, you know, Scott and I had looked at Van Emmon. It's really, as a baseball field, is not a great place.
No.
We've had huge problems with people parking. There's only one road to get to the homes behind there.
That's right.
They block the road. They'll end up parking on Van Emmon. We get calls saying that, you know, people are on Van Emmon. And we've always thought this would be a really great park that we could redevelop with a parking lot into something else other than a baseball field. But this is just an option that we wanted.
Did you say one time it was going to be a senior park or something? A couple years it was in that.
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, like a senior.
Well, we talked about senior, but we also talked about putting a dog park there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Over next to the house, right?
And the board didn't like that.
So,
our board at the time did not like it. They didn't like the combination of the dog park with the senior park. And in all honesty, it's probably not the right spot for a dog park.
This was just an option. I mean, you know.
It's going to draw more people.
Well, eventually a spot will open up for a dog park. We just don't have one yet. Go ahead, Gene.
Tim, help me. Maybe I should know this, but I'm a little confused. So somebody builds a data center within the confines of our city. Does that imply that they're going to contribute something toward Parks and Rec?
Not necessarily. It's all
whatever. It'll be a PUD.
It's whatever.
It'll be a PUD.
Whatever agreement they has with the city.
A POD?
PUD.
Plan Unit Development.
Plan Unit Development.
It's a Plan Unit Development. So
it's a negotiation process is what it really is.
But so every development has.
But a data center doesn't have kids that are going to go to playgrounds. So I'm using a data center as an example. We can negotiate with them. They can make a contribution.
Yes.
They do it out of the goodness of their heart, or is there a reason, business reason why they're doing it?
I think some of the thought processes is you're going to be bringing in a lot of workers who could be here for an extended period of time. That they're going to be in the community using.
You want to have a community that has parks and rec.
The other I'd call that be maybe those data centers can alleviate some of the Lake Michigan water coming in costs because. If I can figure a way of cutting the water bill down to one or two times instead of three times its rate, we have to think about that too.
Okay. How many people run those data centers? Not that many, right? I mean,
it's more than you think.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a building that's having.
And there's a thing in there from the city administrator that he posted on there. I put in the packet explaining a lot about the data centers and things of that nature. So, Gene, what I'm saying, we could get $0, you could get. We have no idea. It would be, it's all of a discussion between.
Well, how much did they get that from the data center arena in Northern?
DeKalb?
Yeah, I have no idea how much. If
it Bart has the numbers up, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We have numbers, but I have no idea if they gave any kind of.
$49 million, I thought I saw.
Yeah.
So they gave DeKalb $49 million?
Oh, yeah.
For that one data center?
They're big, though.
And how many data centers are we going to get? 19?
Yeah, I can't answer all those questions.
I'm just saying, it seems like a lot of good things can happen.
Here's the thing you have to keep in mind, though. They're going to probably come in and they're probably going to stay 10 to 20 years for a full build out. So,
oh, really? Okay. All right, so it's not immediate then.
Like the two first ones will be the Cyrus ones.
Correct.
They're, I think they're talking two maybe to start with.
Correct.
Out of possible nine total.
Yes.
Right. So it'll take time.
Correct. Oh, yeah, it's not going to happen overnight.
It's not like, yeah, I mean, it could be like a subdivision where you build only when all people are buying homes. So it could take time.
And there's multiple developers of
yep.
the data centers. It's not just Cyrus One. There's
right.
other
right.
developers.
Right. Right. Right.
But they're the ones that are the first ones that come through.
Right.
What makes a site or a city appealing to a data center developer?
You say a substation?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
It's a big substation.
Power.
The power. I hate to get too down on this rabbit hole because I can't answer data center
water
questions.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, like, this is more parks and rec. I can't, like...
Open space, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a variety of factors, Gene, that go into that.
I mean, I've heard the fact that we have ample power, whatever the word might be.
Yes.
We have substations and we have access to power. That's a great thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but as that negotiation goes on, there could be an opportunity there for other things. But I think right now, the only thing that we really can count on are kind of the things,
right.
The 276 that we have, and the potentially 292 coming in later of help with some of the other parks or something like Van Emmett. I know Scott and I talked about Box Hill adding another pickleball court over there.
Right.
Well, just changing the configuration of the basketball court. I can't remember where I was, and I saw where they took full court basketball and made half court basketball, one court pickleball. And I thought that was a pretty good idea because I really don't see people using the full court. They usually play half court basketball. So that's the
two,
idea behind
two
it.
Two things. One is related to that, which would be, I mean, why take out the basketball when you can actually just make it wider and make two pickled balls and still have a full court basketball.
Because we don't have space in that park for it.
Well, I mean, that square cannot be all the way down.
It is. That's the property line, kind of the edge of the page is the property line.
Uh-huh.
And there's a landscape buffer there because there's townhomes over there. And the ground's sort of kind of down, the water goes that way because the sewer, storm sewers are all along that edge.
Okay.
So basically, your storm sewer is over here. So,
is there a way
yes.
to have the same?
Like, he wouldn't be able to really put it in there.
Use
no, but he's throwing it
on
the other side. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we really just don't see the basketball mm-hmm. getting utilized like it once was.
Okay, the other. I
think you'll see pickleball get utilized
oh,
more than basketball.
I think so. Have you seen any? I've gone past, I've seen people out at most of
the time. Oh, I've seen people play there, sure. Mm-hmm. But I would say, honestly, playing full court basketball is more like probably people that drive to it.
Like adults that would do it?
I would say like high school kids or maybe early like college age. If you remember, so like we went away from this model. This was one of the first parks we built years ago. We went away from this model because we didn't want run and gun style basketball in the neighborhood park. That's why all of our other basketball courts are now around.
Right.
Because we don't want full court people coming in basically from the outside to dominate basketball.
Yeah.
That's why we switched to the circle basketball court for the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Now, if we do a community park, certainly Bristol Bay, you'd want some of that where people know, we can go and play full court, you know, 5-on-5.
And the other, just is a wild idea or question for you guys, there are possibility to build a closed indoor type of park for the winter. I mean, is that a possibility? Is that feasible? Is that the cost is higher, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you start collecting,
it's something we can ask. But I think your biggest thing is besides just building it is now you've got year-round maintenance, electricity. Like there would be a lot of cost to
it. Something you
have to work on? I mean, it's a creative idea.
Because
I mean, some churches have it.
No,
I mean, I like the idea.
For the families with kids, and you have something that is nice for the winter, it would be.
Yeah,
just
I mean, I know
something that would be.
One of the preschool classes went over to the clubhouse.
Well, that's a little fact.
No,
it's
I know, but
it's like
a typical.
Indoor, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's a much smaller version of
yeah.
an indoor
yeah.
polygon that they have.
Yes.
I mean, it's creative. I don't know of any park district that has one. I've seen
yeah,
churches have
right.
one.
So,
I mean, it would definitely be creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, just like ice skating rink, too.
I'm just saying that
it doesn't get
a lot of people have ice skating rinks that are used.
These are just thoughts.
I'm not saying that's an idea. I'm just it's
another one
dinner.
That. Another one that
yeah, absolutely.
We're looking at is Caledonia Park.
Yeah.
Obviously, here's where the playground is. Mm-hmm. We have some soccer goals out there now, but with the new Parks Public Works building going in, the parking lot will give us more soccer fields here. This is probably something we're going to do just because with soccer growing, this would give us a really nice place to put in soccer, have a parking lot, and kind of goes with Bristol Bay right
now.
Down
what is
the
parking lot going to be then?
Part
of the public
yeah,
works.
Up
thing,
the top
okay.
part.
Yeah,
so I thought, yeah.
So up in here somewhere.
I was out there. They're really doing a great job. My God.
Yes.
Costco will be up before Thanksgiving.
These are just some options. If you guys want to think about it, we can continue to discuss this over the next couple of meetings, especially as we get more information on the data centers, we get more information on the Christie property, there'll be more things coming in. But I kind of wanted to just, so we have kind of plan here. We know where all this money's at. We kind of know what's going on. What are other ones that we're actually completing? So, you know, Prestwick is one that I have in there. That was a land cash situation. We're finishing up the development standards over there. We should be putting a playground here by the end of the year. We've got Bristol Bay is another one that we have money in. We've already approved a new baseball field up there. That's by the fire station. That has to go in sometime soon. So these are kind of some current examples of how land cash works. But these are some things we just need to think about as we get moving here.
The other thing that you might even think about, I mean, the entire possibility of a park, of an enclosed park, is wild. The other very wild thought, because I've seen it in Europe, dome.
Sure, I love the idea.
Which is domes.
Sure.
Which are. Mm. And they are just used in the winter.
Sure.
And this, the domes that I've seen over there, I mean, I believe for a few years over there, are huge compared to a dome that would go into one of our parks.
Sure.
For
the
kids.
I love the idea.
Oswego is going to be putting in four domes together.
Yeah.
It'll be
a
par three indoor
yeah.
golf course for the winter time. So you'd be able to play part three.
I don't get it.
And
that
was
so packed you won't be able to.
I don't get it. I just don't.
Those guys didn't use over there. They didn't use it was winter.
Yeah, no, I love
they didn't use any basic air conditioning. It was just enclosed and
sure.
they would keep the bubble up. And it was cold inside, but it was a lot less cold then.
Sure, sure. Like I said, I've seen some churches that have it, like indoor playgrounds,
yeah.
That use them for their church members and things like that.
You know, I think sometimes down the line, if they're going to do some building for the school district, we can like make some kind of a mini field house or something with them, too. They're going to be building that new middle school over there, the area that they bought.
Potentially, I don't really know all the details.
It's not going
to
be a high
still
school.
Still to be
proposed, yeah.
It's something
really
they're pushing towards the middle school rather than high school.
Yeah, because there's right now that's the bottleneck is there's only one junior high.
Correct.
I met with them recently.
Yeah, I know.
And so he told me that's the but like with the Perfection property.
They got fields there too. I mean,
the Perfection property, they said they could handle, Circle Center could handle little kids and YIS could handle some other. But when you got to the junior high, that's maxed
right.
out. So
they
need another. Junior high somewhere, and then that would open up some other avenues.
And the high school is going to have to be an addition to
it. Gene, on your data center question, Mark, the city administrator has a slide on why Yorkville.
Yeah.
You can get that.
So I put that in the packet if
mm-hmm.
you want to review it, but he says in there, one, it's undeveloped land, and then obviously ComEd has one of the larger substations in the region
yeah.
is here in Yorkville. So that's kind of probably your two biggest reasons.
Yeah.
There's a drone app out there for flying a drone.
I saw that, yeah.
If you look at it, it shows you all the power lines, the grids, all the airports, because you're not allowed to fly them within a certain range of an airport. And you see the two main lines that go to Marcelles or wherever. That's Marcelles, right? It goes down that way. There's two big lines that come right up to the substation.
Kind of LaSalle nuclear?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of information on the data centers in there that I put in there if you guys want to read about it. If you have other questions, email me.
Just talk to our president.
Uh-huh. And that's on top of the communications. I mean, Yorkville is in a very well communicated.
Yep.
I've got questions on another topic. Just I'll make them real quick. It has to do with groups such as these fire departments and emergency squads that use our riverfront. Is there a protocol? Do they sign up? Do we know they're coming? Do we know that there's not going to be 10 show up on a Saturday?
No. Okay. I mean, some let us know. I know today there was a few down there, and we had no idea they were coming.
Well, I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just asking.
No, some will reach out to us and say, hey, I wouldn't say they're asking. They're just saying, hey, we're letting you know we're coming. Most of the time, though, we do not know until they're there. But, I mean, it's because of the Whitewater course. It's trainings for them, things of that nature with the river and stuff like that.
You know, in the same way that we charge people to use our sports facilities, even the older guys, like my son's age, you know, there may be appropriate to charge for using our riverfront for an event training program, I'll call it.
You can't.
Yeah, we can't.
Because it's not ours?
Because we took state money.
Yes.
And the state did, that's the state.
That was part of the whole process here, was envisioning that they would come and change.
You have
so
to make sure.
I mean, what I think you're hoping for is they're buying lunch downtown, they're getting ice cream,
right.
Things of that.
They were kind of bothering us today when we were
so.
We almost had out with the firemen, but again, we didn't want to hurt them.
Last question, is there any reason why we would want to promote the riverfront for those kinds of uses? Have more fire departments be aware of it, more of them come here.
I'm not against it.
I think we get plenty.
I think that's probably the biggest use we get down there.
I think
there's plenty of fire department use down there. And I'll just say, I think there are times when it hampers us maintaining it because they'll have stuff all over the place.
People couldn't use the playground there because they had trucks all
so
over the place.
So you don't see a reason to try to promote more fire departments to use our riverfront? I'm just trying to clarify your point. No,
because I think they're well aware of it already. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you go out, I mean, there's people there every week. Like today, what, three or four different fire departments were there?
For a couple days this week, actually. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
You say they had all their trucks parked. And there was
you had Evanston down here today.
And Libertyville.
Evanston.
Wow.
I mean, they're coming from far and wide.
Why do you think Libertyville?
And that's because it's
a
good area.
294. Yeah.
Well,
it's like if you got a really good sports field, maybe you should be
trucking. A lot of it has to do is it's the state's only Whitewater course.
Okay.
So they know it. This is where they can come and train.
Okay. All right.
And it's to all of our advantage to have well-trained first responders.
Well, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying more people coming to our riverfront. Where people
right.
come down here and buy lunch at the so-and-so and, you know,
definitely.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I want to continue with this pretty quickly because the weather looks not so good outside.
Yeah.
So let's continue on, okay? So the next thing, where are we at now? Any further questions on this? It says, I'm just looking at the weather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know. I've been watching it.
There's scattered strong winds at 7 p.m. and scattered strong storms at 8 p.m.
I just think of land cash. Keep thinking about it. We'll come up with other options. Like, keep thinking about what you guys would like. If there's things you want to see, things of that nature, we can continue to discuss this over the next couple of months.
One thing I want to ask you is,
the items that you proposed to use the land cash for, would that exhaust all of the land cash?
Yes.
It would? Okay,
yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you needed, more items. Brand new ideas?
Yeah,
or
these are just things Scott and I thought of. If you guys have others, but
they're in pencil. I think if you guys have ideas, absolutely.
Yeah, but yes, it would exhaust
the funds that are
the funds that not only there now, it would exhaust the funds that are coming.
Yeah.
Besides, but there could be potential more money coming in the future.
And understand too, this isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to take you know, a number of years.
Another question: the dome that they have over there, we sold $250,000 dome. We could never use that, right? Weren't we a little disappointed in the fact that we maybe could use it for certain things?
We did use it. It went for a lot of park and rec capital over the last couple of years.
Okay.
No, you're talking about using space there?
Yeah, to space. Like for any programs or anything, because I know that...
I think they were pretty friendly early on, and I think now it just got maxed out to where there's so much
always
use.
Crowded. Yes. Always people.
The one by Versailles?
Yeah, I think we could use it. It's just a matter of paying a fee.
Would we ever need it for something? That's always fun.
Paying a fee really makes it difficult
because
now it changes how much we're charging for things.
Yeah.
We really haven't gotten to that point.
Okay.
Would there be an opportunity? I mean, there's always an opportunity.
Sometimes I thought maybe we should have.
I think that's
needed a room.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing with that though is you kept the land. We would have had to spend to put a turn lane in would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars to put the path from to where it connects to our parking lot she put in. That would have cost me a significant
amount. It's just, just land is so valuable.
It is. I think it's a win-win, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's a win-win.
You know more than about that.
Because they put the access in for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a lot of money to do the D-cell lanes, both left and right.
The park behind it, though, so it's...
Yeah, and I think we kind of do the same thing, so I think we're complementary that way.
Okay.
The programming seems complimentary too.
Yeah.
Like they do more winter programming.
And they do some rugby things. They do some things that we don't do. I don't think they really step on our toes a whole lot. And honestly, I think having, we'll have the ability to have another large scale park site here, I think, in the future at some point. I just think if we had sold it and you would put soccer fields in, you'd be walking from Bristol Bay.
Yeah.
All
yep.
We would have never had the money. Being tall and linear like that too, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily pick a piece of land like that.
Yeah,
you'd rather have it more square
than
so because as it is now, people have to walk.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we bought the golf cart because our own staff could put miles on in a day. I mean, miles and miles on in a day just trying to manage what's going on. So I get what you're saying, but I think it's been a win-win.
Okay.
Just being able to just access the park from the south side is great.
For sure. Okay, any other? Go ahead. What's the latest on developing this land that the city bought downtown? More parking, some kind of a performance venue?
Obviously, it's still being discussed, but we didn't receive the grant.
We didn't get the grant.
So that's kind of stalled everything.
Okay.
And also, they got to put the water line, the water work first before anything else.
Yeah, so the east alley, the new water line has to go in that parking lot there behind the vault and stuff like that. There's a whole new, that all has to be replaced. So that's going to be the focus.
For a while, I guess,
It's kind of, it's still out there.
Yeah.
It's just.
I was there Saturday, I was just looking out to I was told about the foundations. I thought they should be ripped out. We could do that. But then I heard something about if you did that, it might affect the chances of getting other grants because of the previous structure. I had to find out more about that.
So there's no movement right now, Gene, but it's still something I think the mayor and the council are very interested in doing something. They wouldn't have bought the land.
I
think that's one thing on the on the city's radar as far as what the aldermen want to see improved. I think it is.
It looks like a big star
year.
Right now,
Yep.
Well, that was the idea of why we did it.
Yeah, exactly.
To get rid of that scar.
Yep.
Any other questions about anything? We can move along. I think that's it. Would you like any questions about anything else before we adjourn?
Just a couple of quick things.
Yes.
We've hired two new employees in the last couple of months. So I know I've sent emails on that, but just want to make sure everyone knows they've been off to a great start. I know Shay, we kind of discussed some stuff with summer camp registration, things of that nature. Scott got going. I did send out recently just kind of update on some of the park maintenance stuff they're doing. If you haven't been right by Rotary Park, it's really starting to come together, that inclusive playground. I don't know if you got any comments on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a big playground, so it's taking a long time.
Yeah, but I think when we get that done, that's going to be really neat. They put in a new storage maintenance shed up at Bristol Bay. That's where it's storing the golf cart, helping maintain that, things of that nature. So I've sent you some pictures and some emails on the new parks building. There's a video kind of going around, and as well as the Conalog thing, if you want to keep seeing how that gets developed. So they're moving along there. Scott and I just had a meeting with them today, and that seems to be progressing very well. So just some other things. I have to put a bunch of stuff in here, things of that nature, if you guys got anything.
Busy season. It hit. So If you guys didn't see it, I did bring in a couple of our yearbooks from preschool, so if you guys wanted to peruse those, you could. Sam's been doing our new Facebook stuff and has gotten quite a bit of attraction just doing some.
So this is the
things.
Thing I'm going to talk to the park board. Staff definitely wants to do something like this with you guys. And maybe not to this extravagant, but a way to introduce you guys and things on Facebook. If any of you are interested of going and taking a picture out at a park, kind of introducing you, I think it would be nice to just who you guys are. If you're out at special event, things of that nature, it wouldn't be to this level, but it'd be more like Dan being at a pickleball court saying, hey, this is Rotary Park, here's the pickleball.
You know, I think, you know.
It's my favorite park.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I think we should.
If you guys are interested, email me. Yeah. They've talked about it. It's something we've been doing more.
Is this a picture or are we doing a video?
It'd be just a picture of you at the pickleball court.
I can't do it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to you.
But it could be a video. Hey, my name is Dan Lane. I'd be open to that. I'm the park board president. This is the pickleball court. This is something I come to. It's here located at Rotary Park. Blah, 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 blah. It could be something that
we'll think about. I don't know.
But pictures.
I mean, I think we all should. Slash, you're like the face of us.
Oh,
I
mean, heaven help us all.
But this is something staff is doing just to kind of introduce themselves.
Okay, whatever you say.
This kind of been in a way staff, rec staff in particular, has been doing it to introduce themselves. To the community, things of that nature, doing some fun things.
Nice.
I know Kelly saw it. We have a kind of a new concession menu. We can put these out at Beecher and Bridge. These sandwich boards just kind of highlighted a little bit more and things of that nature. Here are some of the new things that they put in there.
What do we get? Oh, yeah. It's like White Sox Park, and they have all these new things every year. Is that a beer?
It's because they don't play good. It's cold.
No, it's
yeah,
just
have good food.
They
don't play well.
And they just highlight. So next Thursday is our first kind of summer special event, Margaritas and Mile.
4 to 8, right?
Hopefully you guys can make it.
Five.
And then it's a super busy week. It's Memorial Day on Monday, and then that Wednesday is the last day of school, so that's our school out bash. And then on June 12th is the golf outing. So if there's any things you guys are at, please come on out. It'd be great to see you there. So.
And can we tell you we want to volunteer at, like,
yeah, just let us
yeah.
know. Yeah, just let us know.
Awesome. We
always have fun.
What do we do on Memorial Day,
yeah,
Tim?
It's just, we as an apartment don't do a whole lot.
Okay.
We set up, Scott and his staff set up the Memorial Day area for the ceremony. It's the Yorkville American Legion Memorial Day ceremony.
Okay.
Now, Shay's been the MC the last couple of years. Steve and I are usually there just kind of setting up, making sure everything goes smoothly, kind of helping out. There's really not a whole lot for us to do. It's the Legion thing.
And Dan and I are doing golf carts at both events, the
yes.
beach party
I
and
the golf carts
to be Margarita
right.
de Mayo.
I think it'd be good to have. Yeah, to go help get people out of the cars and bring them out.
If there's big, good weather,
yeah, I think it would be helpful.
This one's got
well,
a lot of traction.
It's been successful, you guys have done.
Did charge for parking?
Yeah.
It's going to be even bigger.
So I think it's been successful, so I think you guys said yes.
There's a lot of people reached out just to be a part of it.
I think we've seen it a lot more than it's needed.
Okay, yeah.
Correct.
We'd love it if you want to do it.
Soapy thing and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. I thought it was a great time.
That's
and
a tradition.
They have the same group back for $2,200 that those guys.
Is it the same band?
Yeah.
They're all right. You know what? They're all right. I mean, it's not the Beach Boys or anything.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. No, so I try to rotate it. So
yes.
This year we are doing the mechanical surfboard with the big wave, and then, which is a huge hit the original year, and then I added in a tidal wave water slide. So as long as weather is great, we will be water sliding down. It's pretty tall. Love the foam party again. Wabanzi Steel Drum Band is coming in and playing for the hour before the band comes on, so that's really fun. YPAC has Teen
Beach
Party. YPAC is doing Teen Beach Dancers, so they'll be performing twice. We'll do our surfboard creations again. So yeah, so I mean, it is.
Does the whole beach party take place at Town Square, or is it?
Yep. Everything's at Town Square, so it's.
So we're not riding golf carts around Town Square.
Yeah,
where
we are.
Just
no, I went to go to the out.
People
parking people in there.
Oh, I see. For parking.
Because parking is a little
tight.
Yeah, tight is a great word.
This doesn't involve Dan and I wearing any kind of beach outfits.
Yes.
And
leaves and everything. Hula
skirts, yeah, everything.
I like it.
Yeah, so it should, I mean, it should be a really good time.
No
I'm
speedos.
Really hoping for good weather.
Speedo.
No speedo.
Speaking
speedo,
of
man.
Lightning strike, 8.6 miles away. Just so you guys know.
How much weight can you lose in a week?
I had my speedo on backwards last week. So.
We don't want to talk about that. Okay, any other questions? If not,
I want to thank everybody for coming today. It's very, very nice. And we want to get out of here quick for you guys, because it might
be
some...
Please, Bill, think about the land cache,
oh, yeah,
about what we propose, things of that nature. Like,
sure.
At some point, we will need
send
to...
Send us some of your more... I mean, if anything else comes
yes
up, I think they're all great ideas.
Okay, just think about it. That was the whole point, to kind of get the ball
yes
rolling here.
We hope to see everybody at Margaritas on
yeah
in Mayo next week, Thursday. Our next meeting will be Thursday, July 17th. Can we have a roll call for adjournment, please?
Yes. Dumanovic?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Wilberg?
Yes.
Ayala?
Yes.
And Diedrich.
Okay. Drive safe. Getting home, everybody.
Well,
hey, what
thing
would you like to see inside? What events?
You want to what?
Oh, even? Kind of the park, you know, that we have for kids to go and play, that alone would be...
Like a playground, you mean?
Yeah, like a
yes
playground, because
or
that alone would be...
Yeah, or...
I'm